LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate, is the average cost of borrowing as Britain's banks lend each other money. It's calculated daily based on information supplied by those banks. After the financial crisis, the LIBOR rate also was seen as a guide to the health of banks' balance sheets. Barclays' manipulation alone could not have had a big effect on the final rate, but the suggestion is a lot of the big banks were doing the same thing, and the LIBOR rate has an effect on the real economy.
That average is what drives the interest rates paid by hundreds of millions of people on their own mortgages, small businesses on their loans, student loans, insurance products. It affects a hugely diverse range of financial transactions globally, not just in the UK.
Britain's central bank, the Bank of England, is trying to avoid being dragged into this scandal. It's denied it knew about LIBOR manipulation and was allowing it to happen. Barclays says that it submitted artificially low estimates of its borrowing costs because it thought rivals were doing the same, and higher submissions would make it appear to be in trouble.